Good morning.
Good morning.
We want to welcome everyone to our VBS Celebration Sunday. We had an awesome week of Vacation Bible School, and we'd like to thank everyone who came out and helped lead Vacation Bible School, everyone that cooked meals, everyone that led stations, all the parents that brought their children. We had an awesome time, and we're going to share everything that we learned and worked on in Vacation Bible School this morning. Are there any other announcements? Yes, oh, Milo.
VBS is awesome.
Thank you, Milo. All right, so, oh, sorry, FD. Thank you. Thank you, Gifty. Casey? Oh, okay. Ethan Knowles turned 9 today. Make sure you... All right. So we're going to start our worship with Ben leading us in a psalm. We ask that Ben will lead us with the odd numbers, and you respond with the even.
I'll be reading Psalm 80, verses 7 to 10, on page 582. Restore us, O God Almighty. Make your face shine upon us, that we may be saved. You cleared the ground for it, and it took root and filled the land.
Come on now, join with me, everybody sing. I'm gonna lift my voice to glorify my King. He is a mighty God and worthy.
up with peace and joy.
He's good in every way.
Gives us all we need and more.
He's good in every way. A mighty God and worthy of our praise. We give him everything. He's good in every way. He's good in every way. He's good in every way.
Let us worship the Lord who came not as a king but as a baby. Let us pray to the Lord who said, "Let the little children come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God." Please join me as we admit our sin. Sometimes, dear Jesus, in the rush and crunch of our mission as your children, we forget who we are, the children of God. In our grown-up practicality, in our busy, busy, adult-conscious productivity, we forget that Jesus loved us first, as children, before we even know who we are. In Jesus' name, amen. As far as the east is from the west, as far as the United States is from Africa, as far as the heavens are from the earth, that is how far God removes us from our sin. From us when we say we believe and we want to follow Jesus. Let us rejoice in the flowing waters that move across the earth. Let us affirm our faith in God. When we are a people wandering and lost in the desert, God provided a new home that was filled with light. Jesus knows above all what it is like when life is unfair, when we need to adjust to change, and when we must walk with others who are sad or scared. In all of life's experiences, God helps us to practice justice, to walk through fear, and to provide comfort for ourselves and others. Let us greet one another, saying, "The peace of Christ be with you." Please take this time to greet those around you.
tonight. You guys are in for another big treat from our kids here from VBS. Forgot this was on. All right, I love it. I love it. Now, guys, you didn't know this, but you are actually going to be part of VBS today. If you haven't been here coming all week, this song is very simple. It is God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Where you play your part is the kids are going to sing God is so good, and you're going to sing hallelujah. Okay? So it goes, God is so good. And then you're going to go, hallelujah. And then the kids are going to say, God is so good. And then you're going to say, hallelujah. All right? So do we need to do that one more time? Let's think. and then the kids will say, God is so good. He's so good to me. Now, the next verse is in Swahili. We have a big connection with Kenya through our Hadiado Children's Home. And this is a song that the kids actually taught them, I believe, some of the first times that they went over. So we got to hear it firsthand from the children that were there. It's a very special song to us, so we wanted to share it with you today. Don't worry, I'll bring you in for the hallelujah, okay? I'm a good multitasker. I've learned that this week. All right, you ready?
God is so good.
Hallelujah.
God is so good.
Hallelujah.
God is so good. He's so good to me. God is so good.
Hallelujah.
God is so good.
Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you, guys. This has been a special song for us. Thank you.
Skit, okay.
Really
all right, right there.
Why is there a big wrong stick?
Come on, you ready?
It's supposed to be Moses.
All right. Mm-hmm.
God led the Israelites out of Egypt by parting the Red Sea. On their way to the Promised Land, the Israelites were protected by a cloud by day and by a pillar of fire to lead them a night. But as God continued to guide Moses to lead his people through the wilderness, the Israelites became thirsty and hungry. They began to complain.
We should have never left Egypt. In Egypt, we had plenty of bread and water.
Did you bring us out here to die of thirst and starvation?
Moses was extremely upset. He went to ask God for help. Moses cried out to God.
Now Jesus had a friend named Lazarus who was very sick. He had two twin sisters named Mary and Martha. Mary sent a letter to Jesus saying,
Lord, your dear friend is very sick.
When Jesus heard about this, he was far away and he exclaimed to his disciples, Lazarus' sickness will not end in death. No, it happened for the glory of God. So Jesus stayed where he was for the next 2 days. Afterwards, Jesus said, Let's go back to Judah. Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but now I will go and wake him up. When the disciples thought Jesus meant that Lazarus was simply asleep, Jesus informed them, Lazarus is dead, and for your sakes, I'm glad I wasn't there for you. Now you will truly believe. Come. Let us go see him. Philip was one of Jesus' disciples, and he preached the good news in many places. One day, an angel of the Lord said to Philip,
Go south, down the desert road.
As Philip was walking, he met the treasurer of Ethiopia. The man had gone to Jerusalem to worship and was now returning home. He was in his carriage reading Isaiah out loud. The Holy Spirit said to Philip,
Go over and walk alongside the carriage.
As Philip caught up with the carriage, he asked the passenger, Do you understand what you are reading?
How can I, unless someone teaches me?
We wanted the little children to have an opportunity to do an activity. So I know you haven't seen a flannel board in a while, but I have some kids that are going to help me with the flannel board. I need Quinn and Olivia and Kinsley, please come. And Aiden, I believe you're helping me with this. Yes. And come get your things. Oh, I need to get in view. Set that on in the middle of the stage. Second. And Ben, please, in the middle. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ben, give this to Ben and Miles.
Here, you guys can read. You guys can sit and read. Yep. Yeah, I'm gonna put that one back. Yeah, I'm gonna, you guys share this one, okay?
Okay. There you go. I'm never going to be nervous. You just got to read it. Hi. Mine's right here. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form. It was empty. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters.
On the sixth day, God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds: lions, giraffes, rhinoceros, elephants, lions, giraffes, rhinoceros, elephants, and soaring birds."
On the same day, God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the birds of the air, and over every creeping, leaping, running thing that lives upon the earth."
And God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed which is upon the face of the all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food." God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, a sixth day.
God's plan was that everyone could live together in the Garden of Eden. But the man and woman made some bad choices, and they hid from God because they were ashamed and embarrassed.
Even though God made them leave the garden, God said he would always be with them and protect them. There would be times when life was unfair, scary, or sad, but God would be with them. God wants us to practice love and goodness and to live together in peace and happiness. Let's learn more about how we can do that.
won't be recorded. You know, everybody thinks Bible school is for children. Well, I reckon I'm still a kid. Bible school is not just for the children. And that's one thing we wanted to tell people this morning. We have classes for the grown-ups. This year, we had an excellent teacher. Where's Miss Sheila Black? She's sitting back here hiding. If y'all never stayed, I had a Bible study under Sheila, you missed a treat. A real treat. She's back here hiding in the corner. But this year, we looked at when life is unfair. You know, we grumble all the time about when life is unfair to us. It's not this one person has that and you don't have it and that one has that. But if you sit back and you look, God's good to us when life is unfair. And that's what we looked at. Looked at the children of Egypt, you know, when they left. You know, when Joseph's family came to Egypt, there were 70 people. When they crossed over to the promised land, there were some 2 million. But through that whole process, the people complained. God would give them whatever they needed, their food, their everything they needed. But as soon as things settled down and got to normal, they started grumbling again. Well, I don't want manna. I don't want bread today. I want something else. Ain't that sort of the way we do today? Same situation. We're never satisfied. But we looked at when God is good to us, when he's unfair to us, and we feel like he's unfair. But always remember one thing. At the end, it's going to come out his way. He has a plan. He had a plan for the Israelites. He's got a plan for you and I. And I get discouraged, and I look out here on Sunday morning, and I look at the sanctuary sometime, and I don't see all these seats filled up. But I keep telling myself, God's got a plan. And he's going to work it out. And we're going to see it. I don't know how long it's going to take, but he's going to work it out because he's got a plan. So always just remember, Bible school is for grown-ups just as much as it is for kids. I learned stuff. I mean, we read a verse in there about when the children of Egypt came out of the water. I'd read that thing and heard it, I reckon, 1,000 times. But this time I learned something new. I didn't remember ever hearing that God told him, Moses, to stretch out his hand to make the waters come back. I've just always read it and looked at it. When they last one come out, the waters went back. So you can learn something new each time. Just remember the saying that TJ and I forget who else it was used to say every Sunday, God is good all the time. All the time, God is good.
Moses cried out to God,
Lord, your people are hungry. Please save us.
So God provided manna for his people. Each morning they awoke to find it scattered like the dew on the ground. Now the people were still thirsty. So again, Moses cried out to God.
Lord, your people are thirsty.
Each morning they awoke to find it scattered like the dew on the ground. Now the people were still thirsty. So again, Moses cried out to God.
Lord, your people are thirsty. Please save us.
God told Moses to strike a rock. And when he did, water came flowing out of it for the people to drink. And so the Lord provided for his people's needs.
When Jesus arrived, Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. Martha went to meet him.
Lord, if only you had been here, my brother would have not died.
Your brother will rise again. I am the resurrection and the life of anyone who believes in me, will live even after dying. Jesus, his disciples, Mary, Martha, and many others arrived at the tomb where Lazarus' body was kept. Jesus commanded his disciples, roll the stone aside.
But Jesus, Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. The smell will be too much.
Didn't I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believe? So the disciples rolled the stone away, and Jesus prayed to God. Father, thank you for hearing me. You always hear me. But I said it out loud for the sake of all these people standing here, so they will believe you sent me. Lazarus, come out. Lazarus emerged from the tomb wrapped in cloth. Jesus told his followers to unwrap him. Many of the Jews there believed in Jesus, for he had raised Lazarus from the dead. Start down there. The Ethiopian invited Philip into his carriage. He asked Philip,
tell me, was Isaiah talking about himself or someone else?
So beginning with this scripture in Isaiah, Philip explained the wonderful news about Jesus to the Ethiopian. As they continued to ride, the carriage passed along a body of water, and the Ethiopian said,
look, there is some water. Why can't I be baptized? Stop the carriage.
The carriage stopped, and Philip baptized the Ethiopian right then and there. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away and took him to another town. The Ethiopian never saw Philip again, but he went on his way rejoicing.
for the first week of putting all this together. I think the children have done an incredible amount of work, and thank you, Graham, and all the teachers. And we are continuing to learn and express and to help share with you what we have learned. I know during this time of the prayers of the people, there are a couple of things I want to mention before I forget. One, we have these wonderful green friendship pads in the center aisle, and I'm so very, very happy to see a group of visitors, a lot of visitors here today. So please get those, find those green pads in your aisle, and make sure you can give us your phone number, and we can tell you how to find pictures of what all has been happening today. So that will be a treat for you to have, and we would love to have your name and phone number. And the other thing that I want all the people that are wearing yellow shirts, wherever you might be sitting in the sanctuary, I would like for you please to come and we want a photo at the end of the program right here in front of the safari backdrop. So everybody at the end of the, after the benediction, no, at the end of the benediction, please go to get your picture made. Now, I know there are some prayer concerns and joys that we have experienced this week. A number of you know that during the week of Bible school that Larry Rupp, the founder really of the Caggiato Children's Home, died this past week in Asheville, North Carolina, in Boone. And so the service will be next Sunday in Boone, next Sunday afternoon, and we'll have a voicemail to let you know what time it is and the actual address. So we want to keep Larry Rupp's family in our prayers in particular. Are there other concerns or joys that you would like to share? Please, Sam.
My dad is getting his gallbladder
surgery. Samantha's father will have gallbladder surgery this week. So we will pray. What's his name, Samantha?
Frank.
Frank. Thank you. Aiden, what? Oh, I know your joy. Please tell us.
My cat Shadow came back yesterday.
Aiden's cat, who's been gone for months,
five months,
many, many months. Samantha returned. So, Shadow.
Yeah, he's a wild cat now.
Shadow has returned. That is a joy for sure. I think there was another pet joy. I believe Nan McClure's pet scored one first prize in three categories. So the first showing with Nan's dog, two blue and one second place in the show. And Sherry's dog, Rudy, four blue ribbons. Rudy's experienced. That was his first time, too. Well, we've got some great, great animal trainers. You should have been here at Bible school. Are there other joys or concerns that we might share? Yeah. Yes, please, Luke.
My sister's friend, one of her two dogs,
Oh, your sister's friend lost a dog, yeah. Yes, please, Heather.
Two joys. One, of course, is these kids.
Yes.
The second one is Mackenzie is back.
Mackenzie's visiting this weekend. Yes.
And then I do have something sad that's happened. It's my mom's best friend's husband passed, and we went to the funeral in Colombia. So it was a sad time, but it was good in the sense that we know he's in a bit better place.
One of Heather's best friend's father has died. Please, Dale.
All the
all the prayers that we can for all the families that have lost loved ones in senseless and random shootings. Do you have something, please?
Yes.
My brother was, you may remember this, when I first got here, I mentioned that my brother was shoved into the wall.
Your brother got a little push into the wall. Thank you for sharing that. Anything, yes, Sam? For everybody that's going through struggles. I believe, yes, please, Sherry. for all the anxieties around medical coverage and the future of that. I'm going to take these two more, and then we're going to do a collective prayer. Yes, Leah? For a wonderful week at Bible school. And Luke? Thank you, Luke, for sharing that. Yes. My brain is overloaded now. Let's be aware of God's presence. We know, God, of your care for us and of your direction for us and guidance as we have enjoyed and grown through this week of Vacation Bible School. We have learned, we have supported each other, we have even adventured across the globe in thinking about our brothers and sisters that are in other countries and living in other places. We know that we are very thankful for the life of Larry Rupp and all that he has poured into helping us make connections and to be able to support children near and far who have special needs. And we ask in grief support as well for the father of Heather's best friend who has died and for the sense of care and support that those particular people need. And we know that we cannot even begin to name all the people that have experienced loss by illness of people that take up violence and are very, very, very confused and hurting and absolutely not able to be wise. For whatever intervention you can offer in that, God, and whatever intervention you can offer into those of us living for helping people to not turn to violence and to not do such dreadful acts of cause such dreadful acts of pain. Guide us as hopefully some of those people in many of these mass shootings are still hospitalized and hopefully recovering. Be with all the families as they grieve and are just torn asunder by the sense of loss and separation that they have. And we ask, oh God, for our children here and around the world and some in the United States that are struggling without parents and not even knowing what their next day will bring. For all of the people caught up in confusion and struggling to know how to make the next step, we ask for your sense of intervention and guidance and that your Holy Spirit might reign. Guide us in our anxieties for health care. Guide us in our times of needing extra support for the wisdom that reigns on high, especially, but that it is available to us when we sit and pray and when we listen and then take action according to the discernment of your will. Thank you for all the people that have experienced Vacation Bible School and for all the prayers that have been ushered today from the smallest little cat to the greatest of the people. I add your blessings upon us as we collectively and together in one voice, in one heart, pray saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now we typically take the offering and would maybe have a song. Is this a moment for our next song? I don't have a bulletin in front of me. Thank you.
I've asked Kasiah to help me on the piano. He seems to like the piano.
Thank you. and we dance with joy at every turn we make. Let us go out with that peace, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of this holy communion be with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
And now pictures. Yellow shirt.